Welcome to another edition of Numerology and the News. My name is Carol Adrian. Some of you may know me through my books, The Purpose of Your Life or Success by the Numbers. As a numerologist, I am often asked, would changing my name help me become more successful? Today, I want to explore that question by analyzing the name of Freddie Mercury, the popular lead singer of the band Queen, and the subject of the recent film Bohemian Rhapsody. How would a name change indicate that Farrokh Bulsara could emerge into the world transformed like a butterfly into Freddie Mercury, popular musician and dramatic, iconic star? In numerology, the destiny number comes from adding up all the values of the letters in a name. However, there's more to a name change than just that destiny total number. Therefore, I will also show how to look at Mercury's name through the life purpose grid. The numerology blog page on my website at caroladrian.com has a written description for both charts, one for his birth name and one for his professional name, along with their life purpose grids. Mercury was born in Zanzibar, and he grew up in India and moved with his family to England in his late teens. There he formed the band Queen in 1970 with two other musicians. Mercury's birth name was Farrokh Bulsara, which has a seven destiny, sometimes referred to as the expert or the outsider, someone whose lifestyle is usually different from the mainstream, someone who has unusual interests or abilities, or someone who expresses a unique point of view. Seven also sometimes indicates a person who will live in a place outside his or her initial upbringing. An extra boost to his seven destiny comes through his 16-7 birth path. The birth path is the total of the numbers in his birth date. Along with his name, you also have to consider the birth date in terms of his natural qualities. Now, the 16 aspect of 7, 16/7 is the way I like to write it, of his birth path, is called a karmic debt number, the 16. This indicates special lessons that his soul chose to experience in this lifetime. These two sevens from his destiny and his birth path indicate a deeply thoughtful person, someone who asks deep questions, who is a spiritual seeker, or who has unusual observations on life. A seven destiny often indicates a person with areas of interest that are hidden or esoteric. We know that during his lifetime, for example, his homosexuality was kept fairly closeted due to the social milieu of the time. The name he chose to be his professional name, Freddie Mercury, takes him from the solitude of the seven destiny into the limelight of the one destiny. This name, this new name, Freddie Mercury, indicates a turn toward leadership, outstanding accomplishment, personal recognition, and original ideas. This name certainly aligns with making him ready for the big stage with Queen, showing his vocal talent, songwriting, and charisma. Interestingly, not unlike the outsider seven destiny, his one destiny makes him a rather solitary figure by nature of his unique position, talent, and fame. Now let's look at his two life purpose grids for each of these names. As I said, not only does a name show us the core destiny number, but the amount of certain letters in that name shows unique qualities. By laying out the letters of the name on what I call the life purpose grid, other points are revealed that support the destiny number, in Mercury's case, the unique, outstanding, and talented one. The life purpose grid for Farrokh Bosara shows four individual letters with a value of 1. This strong repetition of the number 1 is called his ruling passion. With all these ones, his passion or purpose was to express original ideas, in his case, through composing and using his vocal gifts. So he already showed the thrust of that unique talent in his birth name. In his birth name, most of his letters line up on what is called the line of individuality and talent, connecting the numbers 1, 2, and 3, which are associated with communication and creativity, and often musical skills. So originally we see that Farrokh Bosara was already showing signs of a creative destiny at birth. When he changed his name to Freddie Mercury, indications for an even bigger impact in the world showed up. The life purpose grid for the letters in the name Freddie Mercury now forms 3 lines of focus. The first is called the line of accomplishment, connecting the numbers 1, 5, and 9, indicating a big impact on the public because of his several nines. The second line of focus is a rarer line called the line of the head, or sometimes called the line of the composer or director, connecting 3, 6, and 9, showing a gift for strong, dramatic expression. The third, and perhaps most influential, is the line of the general, connecting 4, 5, and 6. This indicates a person with tremendous charisma and energy. With his new one destiny, it seems likely he will have a chance to do just that if he develops his talent. This is a person with the potential capacity to command legions through his line of the general, whether on the battlefield or on the stage. He has the power to attract and lead a battalion of fans. Who knows? With his 16-7 karmic debt number, maybe this lifetime was devoted to leading people from the stage rather than from the battlefield.